and security topics, and the stage is to our regular visitors from Berlin, Germany.
All right. Mic is on. Welcome. Thanks for the full room. We're looking forward. Hope we'll bring you some entertaining little things. We are part of the Heinlein Group, and we'll show you some of our things that we are. The talk is going to be about lessons learned and some interesting tools. I think we'll do the intro just after of us. Part of Heinlein Group, we had a talk from Pascal earlier, who also introduced already. So we have a couple of different compartments here, and we are part of the Heinlein itself, and they're the IT Beratung. Beratung means consulting. So that's us. And we also have a couple of other things, services from various, from academy through Open Talk, which I think is holding a talk somewhere else. Definitely Open Cloud. We're really eagerly waiting as well for it to...
was released.
As Cecil nicely asked. As well as, Mailbox, email provider, also part of the thing. And I would say... do pass by, have a look, especially now. And here we are, finally, at our talk. So we've been doing mail at Heinlein. I've been there since 2019. Linux I'm doing since the end of the 90s. And we are putting large-scale or various kind of email infrastructures out there. We would like to share something. So maybe you want to introduce yourself.
Yeah, hi. I'm Carsten. I'm doing nearly the same, 2 years longer at Heinlein, I would say. So the infrastructures were small sometimes, sometimes big. So and they are growing more and more. So we have some pictures from the old times, at least one. Let's see.
So JMAP. Yay! We are looking forward. But in our day-to-day, it's not there yet. We're looking forward for the 1.0 this year, soon. And a lot of things are bound to that. So maybe next year, I hope this year. That would be JMAP. And that's where it all started. We had our critical infrastructure below our desk, and that's what the mail admins were taking care of. It was all, in your own control. But times have changed. So,
this was one of my first experiences as a consulting. So, an appointment out of the house, a call from a customer. Okay, here's this email. Server under his desk, and it's not booting anymore. So I've grabbed the car and was driving to this customer to fix his email server. More or less, since then we have done a little bit more for high availability and But still, we still have infrastructures where we completely redesign everything. And still, we have POP3 mailboxes or software or customers who use POP3, and it's sometimes only POP3. It's completely fine because for an ISP, they sometimes have customers which have a contract over 20, 25 years. And now when they know, say, okay, we want to drop POP3 as a support, they will all call the company and saying, hey, what's going on, what to do now, and they maybe see that also the prices are better at other companies currently. The other is about old software. You all know this SMTP is a transactional real-time protocol for exchanging data. yeah, it's still the case. So we have some infrastructures where email where data is sent with SMTP, fetched with POP. Do you know the Dovecot MD box and the feature that you have to purge the mailbox from time to time? Do you know what happens when you don't purge it? Just you delete emails, but you don't purge, so it will not be deleted from the MD box file. And then what's happening when you forgot it and had millions of emails?
and your monitoring is not up to date. Did we mention that this is critical infrastructure? Yeah, so we do see things that, we can't name names, but these systems are still out there. Another thing is about freedom of speech and the science, and here we are looking at the difficulty, for example, how to enforce DMARC and SPF policies. Yeah. I have been sending my mail through Gmail all the time, so I need to do that. I have to send it out via Gmail, or. When we are coming to infrastructure and we're saying, okay, we can put SPF out there and we can do, and then suddenly we see how many actual clients are still not or would be rejected if this is actually then put into place hard. Yeah, these are day-to-day problems that we are often interfacing. The other thing is also on the inbound is that, it is super, super important for me that I get all the email. But we have a little bit longer one regarding this topic a bit later. Here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. For this, we can also always say there are 10 types of postmasters, those who know what to do and those who don't. But not really. It's always about resources, about the power of other people. So if a local prof at the university has good connections to the board of directors and so on, and there are nice stories inside. There are also companies, also universities, which are doing completely fine with all of the security stuff, with DMARC, SPF, and so on. There was a talk announced from the University of Bonn, Peter Wienemann. It's a pity he's ill. So that was one of our very, very good projects. But there, as you can see, there are others where the prof is still using his Gmail and sending with a university address. This is also one of the things. There seems to be a good agreement of postmasters who don't have enough resources to do it in a good way, so that they have to manage not only mail but also storage and databases and maybe also the IDM. And the funny thing is when there was a phishing wave inside the university. One or 2 weeks later, there's a mail spike beginning on Friday, 6 p.m., and ending on Monday, maybe 4 a.m. Universities are often very good targets and infrastructures to sending phishing emails because they always have perfect resources, network connection, and so on. You?
Yeah. Yeah. For the last one, also, you come back on Monday and you see you're on the outbound servers. There's a mail queue of several hundred thousand. You know something went wrong. The next thing is our real-world experience end-to-end encryption. Yeah. So we're very much for it, and we really love it, and we would love everybody to include PGP and so on. In big corporations or in bigger establishments, it becomes very difficult for the management of all those certificates. what we see is that, I mean, if you want to have it end-to-end encrypted, you can also say, okay, if we can ensure that every part is actually TLS encrypted on the way, we have basically an end-to-end encryption. Yeah, but that is not sufficient according to some German official policies. Yeah, there, that is okay. Okay, then of some interpretations of German policies, this is not sufficient. Okay, sorry, I stand corrected. And so what we need to then do is to enforce this, is to implement a SMIME gateway. Ideally it would look like, like the first base, but now, so the problem is that you cannot have the users everyone their own certificate, so you use something like a domain certificate, and the user sends to the MTA sends it to the encryption gateway, the encryption gateway sends it back to the MTA, then it leaves the site, and on the other side you have the same thing and goes to the user. Would you call this end-to-end encryption? No, thank you. But these are the requirements we have to deal with in the real world, and this is what then is being built. And then sometimes, some of these gateways are not multi-tenant able. And then you have within the same organization from one client to send to the other. And then it does that. Yeah. So the user sends to the MTA to the encryption gateway, encryption back to MTA to the second encryption gateway, because that's for that domain, and sends it back to the MTA and then to the second user. And did I mention that we are not able to always enforce TLS internally? Okay, sometimes you just wonder why things are the way they are, but again, you have to deal with the realities of life.
Yeah, but then that is how it's meant to be. So it was end-to-end encrypted in between. for 2 seconds, maybe. Yeah, another thing, the fear of missing email. Not FOMO for me. This is sometimes we redeploy complete infrastructures, and then we get those questions, what will happen to an email? I don't want to send bounces back. It looks bad to the sender if I send bounces back. What if the if I want this email and it was rejected? What should I do? I want it. And sometimes it feels a bit like this this last question: what if my dial-up connection will break and I don't have this email locally? It sounds a bit like it is from this time here. It's really, even today, we are sometimes we sometimes still do things where emails are discarded, where they quarantined or something. We don't love quarantine. We hate discard at this point, and we always would favor rejects everywhere. But sometimes at customers, they still say, "I need it. Please do so." Yeah. Also, nice thing. We have protocols for for email authentication. We all know they have their problems with SPF, with forwarding and everything. Is it possible to enforce those?
Oh yes,
it's possible. No, it's not. No. Have you ever worked in a company with a sales team?
Oh yes.
Now, I've seen several times the experience that someone from the sales teams came out. Okay, this got this email back. Why? We've told him, yeah, our SPF was this email was forwarded and our SPF was not correct. Well, and the guy said, "I don't care. Make that it works. put off the record." So there are always those two types. One is they want to have every mail. They have those forwarders. They have those email addresses. They have their not only WordPress, but now let's say in web infrastructure which is sending out emails in their name, and they still want to get them. Yeah, and the other type, best as you have in the on the same server, they say, okay, I really want those policies applied because it's part of the mail security, and we really would love to do so, but it's not possible. Often it's not possible. You can do it per user. That would be perfect. Switch.
Yeah, ARC is awesome, and I wish everybody would employ it, and would employ it well. Yes. Perfect. All right. We're waiting for it. But at least it helps us for all these forwarding stuff. But then you have these big players, and you're really surprised. This is just from the logs of a couple of days ago, and one would assume they can do it. So they sign and then they change the mail. It's like, and this is not a this is not the one-off. Yeah. So, we're sometimes just surprised. I think. Yeah, without words. Here, this one for you.
This is mine. Yeah. What to tell here? It's nearly what we said, although on other slides. We have Postmasters, we have admins, they like to do the old way. And when we redeploy the infrastructure, we nearly do the same infrastructure as I had before. So working with files everywhere. Staying with handwritten whitelists, blacklists, and everything. And yeah, it's a bit of a generation change. Let's say to bring new storages. So they're all black boxes now. So S3, things like that. When you're talking about FoundationDB, Cassandra, or everything, it's not a file anymore.
Can't grab it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, maybe we'll cut this short.
Yeah. We also tried AI. Was It took some time. Sometimes it was faster. Sometimes. Some emojis.
Yeah. So this other thing that we've come into so before we were often helping admins on their local setup, and we just kind of came in, did some consulting, and then they run it. And there's a whole kind of team, and we just kind of do a little part with mail. But more and more, we are now tasked to set up the whole infrastructure. Not just the multi-factor authentication, but with everything, So here you have your OGC connection, log on, that's your resources, make it work. And this is the infrastructure that we deploy in large scale, and these are where all the tools that many of you are writing and providing that we are kind of putting together to cover the needs of these institutes. And so these are not just some tools, but they are actual things. So we're really looking forward to Starboard as one of the center who has seen our talks, knows that we're working a lot with ARSBIMD, and as the core for all of the security needs. We're looking forward to implementing Nautilus that is being developed. And for ARSBIMD, why we still think that's such an important part in this, because it has the possibility to actually orchestrate a lot of the other tools that are around it, from file analysis, sandboxing to the antivirus, and we can even maybe have an export to Seam. Yeah. So all of these things are actually being asked. So that's why we. It always looks nicer when you just have like a one server kind of thing, and that takes care of my email. But in the end, we all know at one scale that won't do it anymore. Yeah. And what we really would love is that the outgoing internet proxy can also then inform us about when the link was clicked that we saw earlier and if it was good or bad, yeah, to then afterwards evaluate the email. So, but we're not there yet. Yeah, you want an intro? Mm-hmm. Yeah, Nautilus is one of those components, and so we have seen the need for an IDP and for brute force, and so we're seeing this project coming up, and it really, really looks promising. We have not integrated it yet in our production infrastructure, but yeah, do check it out. It's really, 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 really interesting, and yeah, we see this as the other core component that will be part of that, and it does a lot from brute force to real time RBLs, network security, and has these custom API endpoints, and as well now open telemetry support. And I think in the next version, I talked to the developer, they want to also have IDP as an IDP, so that you can also do authentication against it. So that's fun and interesting, and we're looking forward. Here.
That's mine. We've talked about the email security in whole infrastructure. So if you want to have a big enterprise and everything, you can pay hundreds of thousands of dollars to get one of those Windows sandboxes from one of the big antivirus suppliers. There's also an open source community project. They're nice sandboxing tools. Peekaboo AV is a wrapper or evaluation service for all the outputs of those sandboxes, and we have integrated it into AspMD. So it's not an official plugin. It's a bit under the line still, but it runs productive for several years at the project. Though we also have to give it some time. We have rejected the email, waited 5 minutes, so that the sandboxing was fine. We have this pre-queue everything. If you like to have something like sandboxing included, they definitely search for some new project. There's some challenging things, mostly on the side of the sandboxing. Because sandboxing is a problem that those tools like Cuckoo are only capable to do Windows 7 and all the following one. Needs still some development. Okay. Thank you. Perfect. Thank you.
Thank you.